Let your body relax, your mind relax, kind of evoking the inner friend. Just have a relaxed, very relaxed relationship with your experience. Whatever the experiences, the thoughts or feelings or worries, whatever they may be, just relax and allow them all simply to be as they are. And rather than being terribly concerned about the content of your thoughts or feelings, just notice yourself as the center, the conscious being, who is the center of all of the levels of experience that you're having right now. The external sounds, the sensations of the body, the breath, any thoughts flickering through the mind, or emotions, or images. There may even be an ahankara, an I thought, I am doing this, or I'm thinking that. Memory. Just focus on your own presence, conscious being, the self. Because of whom all of these thoughts shine, all of these perceptions are known. The conscious being, just my own presence, me, and the Ishvara of all of these experiences. Acknowledging these experiences, I am Ishvara. Including the body and the mind and the sense organs and all thoughts and emotions and remembrances, the I thought itself, all experiences including and I am the Ishvara of all of those drishyas. Drishyas means all level of things that are seen or illumined. In reference to myself, I'm just simply Brahman, just pure conscious being. I'm actually not doing anything at all. I simply am. I'm not changing as the experiences change. I'm asanga, totally unattached, totally free. of all of these experiences that are as though taking place in me, and certainly not away from me, in me but not touching me, in me but not changing me. The very being, the sat, the chit, conscious being of all of these experiences, because of whom all these experiences are. Why are you sure? The focus is just on myself, on my being. I'm Brahman. Changeless, free of nama rupa, free of name and form. Free of time. Time takes place in me, but I am the changeless presence of time. My very being is unencumbered, it is limitless. Nothing restricts or confines me. Ananda is ananta, that which is without end. Ananta means end. Ananta, without any end. And I look at myself as totally unrestricted. Say, my being is ananda, absolutely full.